show.
Looks like baby vomit.
WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, I have some bad news. Meredith was hit by a car.
What?
Where?
It happened this morning in the parking lot. I took her to the hospital, and the doctors tried to save her life. They did the best that they could, and she is going to be okay.
What is wrong with you? Why did you have to phrase it like that?
So she's really going to be fine? Yes. She has a slight pelvical fracture, but people have survived far worse.
Thank God you were there.
Yeah.
Did you see who did it?
Oh, no need. We can just check the security tapes.
Yeah. Kind of a good news, bad news there. I was able to be on the scene so quickly because I was in the car that hit her.
Who was driving?
Oh, Michael.
One day Michael came in complaining about a speed bump on the highway. I wonder who he ran over then.
The Don and Mike Show.
A tradition unlike any other. The Don and Mike Show.
That's one of our favorite scenes from the Harvard Show, where Meredith got hit by the car. And we were supposed to have the gal who plays Meredith. She was going to be on the show a while ago. Then something with Jay Leno came up.
Last minute.
Right. And anyway, we want to know what's going on with the writer's strike. We wanted to say hello to her. Anyway, so now let's welcome Kate Flannery. Hey, Kate. Hello there.
Hey, how are you?
Hey, how are you? It's great to... Here's the office music.
Oh, that lovely theme. What a lovely theme.
It's great
it
to talk to you. How great is it that scene that we just played was really about you, but you were not in the scene?
I thought it was a very creative choice. Really creative, you guys are.
I would imagine when you're not in the scene, but it all involves you, you have to watch that and enjoy it more than if you were even on camera.
Absolutely, absolutely. You know, I feel like Meredith has never outworn her welcome. You know, right.
As someone who has watched that show from the beginning, and I watched the British one, there are moments when I can say, I actually jumped up, spilled my drink, did a spit take when you got hit by Steve Carell. Literally, it was jump up, food on the floor. Like, my God, how great is that? How great
the office
is. I think
getting hit by a car was the best thing that's ever happened in my career, by the way.
I agree.
That's great.
Now, with the ensemble group that you have on The Office, before we speak to you about the writer's strike, I'd like to know, Your character, Meredith, is she getting more play this year than she did last year?
I think so. I mean, I think the end of last season I got a little more, and I think the beginning of the season, absolutely. So, you know, I mean, it's one of those things where then there could be another, you know, I talk a lot in three episodes, and then the next following week I don't say a word. You know, I just get a look. So, you know, it's all good. I mean, everybody kind of has their turn on our show, and I think I was a little behind on the counter, and now I'm catching up. So
you know, I would imagine watching that show, I always think the control of all of you in the cast, the control that is required to perform in the scenes that you perform in, because it is so underplayed, it is so subtle, and the looks are so important. I mean, it's really, the casting has to be so very important. And it's got to be, it's tough. It's probably very difficult work to do, I would imagine.
Well, you know something, it was for somebody like me, because I've done a ton of stage, and I really have done a lot of comedy in stage, and you know, you really know how to make a live audience laugh with a look, but the camera is a whole other beast. And I just remember, you know, literally the first 2 years of working on the show, the executive producers would always come and say, just take it down, or the director, a little bit less, down to 10%, which that was my funny, you know, the funniest, I think Charles McDougall on the first Christmas episode we shot, where I was, I flashed Michael in the office.
Oh, my God.
You know, several times he'd say to me, down to 10%. It was like, what?
10%.
You know? But you know, you managed to do that, and your spots on the show are great. Like, was it last season? I don't know, the one where you all went swimming, and you said, I've even got my bathing suit on. And you lifted up, like, your crocheted top, and your boobs were pixelated out. And it was 5 seconds out of the show, but again, 5 seconds that really made the show.
Memorable.
My parents are so proud when I'm topless. They really, God.
Listen.
It ages them another 10 years, I swear.
How do you guys on the cast feel about the fact that NBC really just hoarded out. I mean, two episodes on every Thursday night, and now we're out of episodes, and the writers are on strike.
I know. I feel like we've been just on this unbelievable ride. Now I feel like we're suspended in midair. It's kind of odd.
What do you hear as far as, among your fellow actors, the writers that you know in the business? We really don't get a lot during a regular newscast as far as what's happening with the writer's strike.
No, we don't. And actually, the producers finally came to the table this past Monday for the first time in 3 weeks. So literally 3 weeks of no news, no negotiations, nothing, not even a crack in the door. So the fact that they finally were willing to meet, which I think that's ridiculous that it took them that long to talk. I feel like, don't they realize that there are so many people whose livelihoods are at stake? And I'm not talking about the actors and the writers. I'm talking about the people below the line, the people who are the grips and the catering people and the people in wardrobe and makeup. I mean, everybody suffers.
What is a best boy?
I've always wanted to know that, too.
Actually, I'm probably going to screw this up. I think the best boy is the best gaffer. I think that's how it goes. It's like the head gaffer is the best.
What's a gaffer?
What's a gaffer?
They usually do lighting on set.
What's a light? Do you have
when you have a drink and you feel a little better? That's like a light. Okay.
A light. There you go.
Have you guys, I tried to ask, maybe I didn't ask the right way. Do you guys think, as you sit around as a group, because the show is gaining momentum finally, do you say, NBC, hey, thanks for nothing. Like, you shot the wad. We gave you 10 episodes that should have lasted you 2 months. Instead, you bogart them all in 1 month, and now we got dick. We got nothing but reruns.
I'm not mad at NBC. So we were told ahead of time that we were going to start the season with 4-hour-long episodes. And I feel like our show is in a great position because there are a lot of shows that may not make it through this strike. Newer shows,
right.
Shows that were sort of like, where the audiences were a little bit questionable. I mean, I think we have pretty solid footing. So no, I'm not mad at NBC. I mean, they asked for 30 episodes. I think they ended up.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, which is amazing. I mean, that's like Bewitched. I mean, that's like the old days. We don't get, they used to do a lot of TV, a lot of episodes per year. And
you get some ideas out of it because, Don, you've watched the show a lot longer than I have, but I love it now. And I would think that'd be a good storyline for Dunder Mifflin to have a strike. I think that'd be a lot of fun.
I'm sure all these strike ideas are going to come up. I was going to say maybe there'll be a reality show about a picket line. I don't know.
How long? This is just a Hollywood question for you. Kate, how long do you think it'll be till Leah Remini graces the small screen again?
Is that the actress from King of Queens?
Yes.
Yes. Oh, Leah Remini. You know what? Right. You've answered enough by
that's
simply.
No need to go
by
any
simply
further.
Asking if she is the actress from King of Queens.
I haven't heard nice things about her. I wish her the best, but man, I have not heard the nicest things about her.
She's not a. Well,
we're former friends.
Oh.
We're acquaintances.
Acquaintances now. Yeah, we're acquaintances now.
She could not handle being on The Office. I mean, seriously. How could you tell Leah, first off, you'd have to explain the jokes. And second, God, someone would have to say, she'd be standing around going, where's the laugh track?
Without a laugh track, she doesn't know when to pause.
We digress. We're being bitter and petty.
Yeah, we are. Let us offer you a free plate of waffles or hotcakes. What's the name of the restaurant that she owns?
Vivian's in Los Angeles. Yes, when in Los Angeles, dine at Vivian's. That's the,
nice.
Yes, the fabulous
restaurant. I gotta get
restaurant.
There.
Anyway, you are a very nice, very funny lady. I mean that seriously.
Thank you so much. Well, something? A lot of us in The Office... I feel like we get along really well, and everybody's like really normal compared to some of the freaks in Hollywood on TV shows. And we don't have that clash of egos as much, on our show as most shows do. And I think a lot of it's because most of us are older and grateful. Like I'm old and grateful. Like I was waiting tables literally up and through the first season of The Office.
Well, it's the thing about it. There is so little, as originality coming out of Hollywood. When you see something that is so underplayed. And, you know, when they tell you bring it down to 10% and you see a show like this, it's there's nothing like it. There really is nothing like it. And I hope it lasts for a good long time. I really do.
No, believe me, I know how lucky I am. I know this is a, you know, a shot a million because, you know, they're you know, I mean, I have friends that are on, you know, on Disney Channel stuff that, yeah, maybe the kids will watch. But you know what I mean? I feel like our show has, we have a different, I don't know, it makes a different connection with people.
Thank God Steve Carell's movie career is dying. Really, I mean, because as an ensemble, I mean, it was my big concern. Please, they give
that he'd leave, that he'd leave the office,
that he's going to be the next Jim Carrey,
mm-hmm.
and now
he still might be. But you know something, Steve has two little kids. He lives 10 minutes from the studio. I don't think he's going to stop doing The Office because it is the one thing in his life that is a set schedule for him, so he can make it to the soccer games.
Well, I'll ask both of you this: Do you think Steve Carell? I think Steve Carell can you know, be on The Office for a very long time, but the type of cast that it is, I would imagine that it could go on for a very long time. That would be the type of show where you could plug in new people. If you got the right type of fit, you could do okay.
Yeah. I mean, I hope that's not the case anytime soon, but yeah, I'm you know, because I would like to stay on the show for a while. But, you know, I mean, there's always that. I don't know if you ever watched The Waltons in the later years, like when suddenly these kid actors who like, didn't really necessarily grow up to be the best actors,
right,
suddenly the stars of the show. It's like, what? You know, I mean, I don't want it to morph into something like where, you know, suddenly it's like, you know, Meredith has more to say than anybody else on the show.
It's like when Klinger had the biggest role on MASH at the very end.
And please, don't ever do an After Office. Like after MASH.
Maybe this is a spinoff. Meredith's going to have a show called The Bar.
The last thing,
The Bar.
About football. You like football, right?
I do like football, although I got to tell you, I'm kind of out of it in football. My uncle was a very big football coach in Philadelphia. He coached high school football for 30 years at LaSalle. I feel like I kind of grew up on it, but I was, my family is definitely like college and high school are better than the pros, and I gotta tell you, I'm from Philadelphia, so I loved Invincible, and that was the Eagles that I knew. You know, Vince Papale, I mean...
That's the Mark Wahlberg movie, right?
Yeah. Right, mm-hmm. Right. I mean, man, that was like that was like getting into a time machine when I saw that movie.
And so you're a big Eagles fan?
Well, I was, although I was in 1981 when they didn't win.
Well, they were kind of good then, weren't they?
Yeah, I mean, we were in the Super Bowl, absolutely. But they, you know, and then the game happened. It was just terrible.
All right, let's see. Pick this game, please, for us: Green Bay and Dallas.
you know, God, I'm so out of it. I'm going to pick Green Bay.
Okay.
Because they just beat the Bears. I was just in Chicago.
Right.
Yeah.
All right, so that's your first pick.
All right, what's the second pick?
Well, that, Mike, that's the only game.
That's the only significant game.
That's the biggest game of the week, and we wanted Kate to pick the biggest
game.
Very
good, I'm glad.
So your pick is Green Bay by how many, Kate?
Jesus. Two touchdowns.
God, I hope nothing happens to Favre.
Me too.
I hope you're right.
Yeah. That's not going to happen if Favre's not in the game.
It has been wonderful having you on the show. You really
are. So much.
We really have enjoyed talking.
And we wish you all the best of luck getting back to work because, you know, everybody wants, more than anybody else on TV, want to see your show back on the air.
Thank you so much. And you know something? A lot of us are keeping up. We have MySpace pages, so you can go to myspace.com/KateFlan with one N and talk to me there. I also write the office blog for TVGuide.com, although I was doing it every week when we had a new episode. Now that we don't have episodes, I'm not writing as often. But
Well, good luck with that, Kate.
Thank you so much, you guys. Have
a
great
day. See you. Thank you, honey. Bye-bye.
Yeah, bye-bye. Yeah.
Bye. See, that was like an office joke we just did on her.
It was.
Nobody
that
laughed.
Was so beautiful.
Nobody laughed.
It
nobody,
was, wasn't it?
Right? It was.
It was. It was, it was total
That's
office
right.
style. I had to bite my lower lip. I did have to bite my lower lip on that one.
She'll appreciate it one day.
That's an office style joke.
Someday she will.
Oh God.
See now, if there was a laugh track. She would have known. And hey,
spoil it.
How about, is she the first celebrity to just come out and say she's not heard good things about Leah?
Yeah.
Yes.
And I mean, she was so spontaneous that you know it was sincere.
Yeah. And we are so petty. If we talk to anyone who's in any way attached to television,
right,
don't we always ask them what they think about Leah?
Almost always.
Mm-hmm. Leah on The Office.
Groovy. Buzz Burbank.
Yes.
Buzz.
I'm the oldest man in the world.
That's me.
I know that we do have, while that was happening, we were talking to the chick from The Office. Mm-hmm. Maybe a lot of you heard about the Sean Taylor news, and also there's other news a bomb threat. Let's go to Buzz.
A lot of
now.
Breaking news today. The biggest would be the hostage situation at Clinton headquarters in Rochester, New Hampshire. A man walked in today with what he said was a bomb strapped to his chest, took a couple of people hostage. He has and demanded to see Hillary Clinton. She's not available in New Hampshire. She's in Virginia today for a Democratic National Convention meeting, their annual fall meeting. Now the guy has released a couple of hostages, but there's still a standoff. We don't know if that was the last of the hostages. We're waiting to hear. Keep an eye on it.
And we don't know whether they're Crayola crayons that he has wrapped around.
No, we don't know if it's like real that. Or not, but he says he has a bomb, so we go with that.
All right, and the Sean Taylor update is?
They've arrested three suspects in the Sean Taylor case, a couple of guys in their 20s and a teenager from Fort Myers, Florida. Fort Myers. The story is that they heard that Sean Taylor had a lot of money, so they planned a burglary. That's the story that we have so far.
Wow.
You know, as we said when it happened, if that's the case, then even more of a tragedy than we thought.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. They came across, from the Gulf Coast over to the East Coast to do this. And I guess are the cops saying that they're warning the press to be very careful right now about what they release because there'll be more information coming?
And they have been since the Chiefs news conference the other day, warning the reporters to be very careful about this. And police need to be careful, too. We just have to wait and see how all of this plays out.
Yeah. You also have to understand that if the cops come out and say something like, we are sure it was not a home invasion, or we were sure that this guy was not. They don't have, the cops don't have to at this point tell anybody the truth publicly if they're trying to investigate and get people to come out from under the woodwork.
They can say whatever they want.
Well, that sucks. That's unfortunate.
It does.
Really does.
Okay, well, let's see what this is.
Yeah.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
I'd make a good husband.
I bet this is the Fred Rogers guy.
I bet.
Will you marry me?
This is Forrest Gump now.
Fred?
Got your ladder.
What, Forrest?
Hello.
Hi, Forrest. How are you?
My name's Forrest Gump.
We said
People
that.
People call me Forrest Gump.
We How just, you doing, retard?
Just said.
And my mom always told me that miracles happen every day.
It would be a miracle if you could make me some goddamn popcorn. How about that?
Some people don't think so, but they do.
Forrest, we're starving here.
Yes, sir.
We're very hungry.
You know what we want.
What did I tell you earlier?
What did you tell us earlier?
That is a great name.
He's someone else now, and I'm not quite sure who it is.
Maybe it's not the...
Joe Fox.
Maybe Joe Fox. That's a Tom Hanks soundboard. Oh. This has to be the Fred Rogers guy.
Just call me Joe.
No. It's the Fred Rogers guy. Where's our popcorn? Where's
you
Lady
like
Elaine?
You'd like to hear me tell a joke.
Where's Lady Elaine?
Knock, knock.
All right, I'll bite. Who's there?
Lady Elaine.
Yeah. Oh, that's good. Well, that joke worked up a real hunger among all of us.
I heard you were sick.
Nope, just hungry.
I was just making some popcorn.
There you go. Thank you.
Complete.
What a wonderful playlist. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.